Recorded Books presents The Way We Fall by Megan Crew, narrated by Cece Aisha Johnson.
For anyone who's ever fallen, regardless how far. Symptoms. September 2nd. Leo, it's about 6 hours since you left the island. The way things have been, I know you wouldn't have expected me to come to see you off, but I keep thinking about how you waved and waved from the dock 5 years ago when I was leaving for Toronto. While the ferry was carrying you to the mainland, I was on West Beach with Mackenzie and Rachel. Mackenzie had decided we should have one last summer swim before school starts tomorrow, but the breeze was so chilly, none of us ended up wanting to go in the water. So we just walked on the sand, talking and speculating about how junior year will go. The summer vacationers have all left, so no one was on the beach except for us and a few families having a barbecue by the rocks. I could see the white shape of the ferry getting smaller as it crossed the strait, and the knot in my stomach got tighter and tighter. Mackenzie started gushing about her awesome summer in L.A. and the hot night spots she'd gotten into, and Rachel and I mostly just nodded in the right places, like usual. Not that I mind. At one point Mackenzie turned to me and said, "Because the big city clubs are the best, aren't they, Kaylin?" And all I could say was, I guess, because I'd never actually went clubbing in Toronto. If she knew I spent most of my time there at the zoo or the vet clinic near our house, not shopping and partying, I'm pretty sure she wouldn't have glommed on to me the second I moved back last spring. But I haven't gone out of my way to correct her. It's nice having people to hang out with like this, even if it is sort of under false pretense.